world full of mundane podcasts, one show rises from the ashes. Critics are calling it outrageous. Podcasts, as we know it, will never be the same again.
Crazy, crazy, crazy. Welcome to the show.
Tonight, prepare for an epic journey where every step could be your last. The destination, a place where no maps can show. The mission, to rise above the rest. The danger, unimaginable. The reward, a shit ton of weed and laughs. It's going to blow your mind. This is Two Feet Bloods. So sit back, turn up the volume, grab your weed, get ready to light those bloods.
Yo, I don't know what the fuck happened, but I'm not getting no playback, which is driving me nuts right now. There it works. I don't know why. But as long as you can hear me, that's all that matters. We are live right here tonight. The highest podcast around, brought to you by... brought to you by Team Having Fun Podcast Network. Brought to you by, Pete, do you want to, formerly known as Team Having Fun Podcast Network. Wow. PartyCast Network. There we go. The PartyCast Network. Brand new and improved. NSPN Next Gen Sports Network. It's going down. And of course, our guest today, Eureka Vapor, which you can see right here. That's right. They are taking over the show. It's going down. We have a huge giveaway, which you're not going to want to miss. Craigslist prices right, the highest, the absolute highest game show on the net going down tonight. We have four contestants lined up, and it's going to be for all of the prizes. That's right. That is the light up rolling tray from Eureka, the Eureka bottle, the Eureka vape cartridge. I'm knocking over all my shit. I mean, look at this. Look at that. Look at that. Badass. That's a badass right here. We have another this week. That's right. These guests. Yeah, I should say the viewer inspired and viewer submitted tales of their lives. They're calling and they want all the advice. Apparently, we're just dishing out advice here every week. The last 2 weeks, we had two successful stories come in. We let them know how to go. It went great. So we have another user who wrote in. They need our help. We're going to give them all the help right here tonight. Shout out, Strikeout Beer, Brandon Bingham. I see you in the house. Shane's in the house. The Horny Gnome Bar, because I want to yell, goddammit, because I want to yell, Living Wild and Free, of course, in the house. Hazel Days is the highest podcast. It's Two Feet Blunt. You don't want to go anywhere. This is the spot to be. I am all fired up. I'm all fired up, and let me tell you why, because this week has just been nuts already. It's been nuts already. I've been preparing for this moment. I've had the special guest booked. I can't wait to bring them on later. It's going to be so sick. So sick. That's right, Illogical. Yeet. Skirt. Yeet. Skirt. And of course, my favorite part of the week so far, the Spider-Man No Way Home trailer dropped and my ass got goosebumps. I got goosebumps, y'all. Just thinking about it has given me goosebumps. I've been thinking about this damn trailer. Now, if you don't know, I'm literally a huge ass comic book geek. I love all comics. I love all that shit. I love Marvel, DC, Spider-Man, all that shit. So I've been following this shit forever. And this has been probably one of the most anticipated trailers to come out. And when it did, my God, did it deliver. But before I go any further, my favorite part of the show and yours, the ceremonial lighting of the blunt. King Palm loaded. King Palm loaded in what can only be described as horchata. Horchata is the strain. And let me tell you, it's so crystally, it's so green, it smells so fucking delicious. Definitely going to be doing a strain review on that this week. Let me take a hit. Oh, man. Now we smoking. Now we smoking melted strawberries here. You smoking Mother Tocatera? That's dope, yo. I never had melted strawberries. Can you even melt strawberries? Oh, that's the strain. I'm sorry. That's what you're saying. See the weed already. How many people here have seen the Spider-Man No Way Home trailer? Because I've literally been thinking about this thing all week. I wanted to share it with you guys. Oh my God, yo. I'm gonna bring that shit up. I'm gonna smoke this blunt. I'm gonna watch it with y'all. We gotta watch this shit. I got that shit loaded up. If you guys haven't seen the No Way Home trailer, let me bust this out for you. Picture in picture style. Here we go.
Since I got bit by that spider, I've only had 1 week.
Hump them, dump them, or smoke them. I'm not gonna wait. I should be smoking while watching this. Sick as y'all hype, yo.
That spell where you wanted everyone to forget the Peter Parker Spider-Man. We started getting some visitors.
Ah, Peter done fucked up. Peter done fucked up.
From every universe.
You got the Green Goblin, Electro. Look at Spider-Man's black suit. Look at this shit.
Hello, Peter.
Oh, man. No. Doc Ock, yo.
You're not Peter Parker.
I'm sorry, what was your name again?
Dr. Otto Octavius.
Wait, no, seriously, what's your actual name?
There are others out there. We need to send them back. So, Scooby-Doo this crap.
You know, all this is kind of your mess. I know a couple of magic words myself, starting with the word please.
Please, Scooby-Doo this crap.
You gotta love Doctor Strange, y'all.
You're flying out into the darkness to fight ghosts.
What do you mean?
They all die fighting Spider-Man. It's their fate.
So dope.
Sorry, kid.
Yeah, me too.
Don't.
And of course, Peter tries some dumb shit.
Oh! Oh! But there has to be another way.
There isn't. They're a danger to our universe.
You're not gonna take this away from me.
Peter, you're struggling. Everything you want while the world tries to make you choose.
The Goblin, y'all. I love this shit.
This is all my fault. I can't save everyone.
Yo. I got the tingles right now. Yo. The intensity is unbelievable.
What's happening?
They're starting to come through, and I can't stop them.
December 17th, exclusively in movie theaters.
It's like a month of fucking way, yo. I can't fucking wait. And all I'm saying is there's a lot of speculation as far as like what they're going to do with this movie. They're talking, you know, Andrew Garfield and Tobey Maguire coming back. They haven't showed it in any of the trailers yet, but of course.
I have a challenge for all of you.
You can also see at the end there.
Your dad, your sister, your brother.
Fucking ass on YouTube. You can always see at the end there when they're all ganging up on that one Spider-Man. It looks like you might see a little tricky editing to make it look like maybe they're not all there. But I'm telling you right now, your boy 100% is hype for that movie. I can't wait. And when it comes out, you already know. I'm going to be up in that bitch. Up in that bitch. Let's not waste too much time. Like I said before, we had a caller, a viewer that was watching the show last week and heard us give advice out to, I forget the name of the lady who was, I think it was anonymous actually. So she talked about her whole thing. She had a bunch of like teddy bears and her boyfriend at the time, his daughter or whatever, or niece wanted to take one home or something. And she said no, and he gave her a hard time. Whole ass thing. It was kind of weird, to be honest with you. The whole thing with the teddy bears was fucking strange. Fucking strange. All right. But let's bring this in. We have another situation here. And it's titled, My Side Hustle Could Ruin Thanksgiving. It says, I know this is last minute. Thanksgiving's next week, so they're not wrong. But I need advice and I need it fast. I'm a 24-year-old female who chose to start working after high school as opposed to going to college. My older sister went to college and has looked down on me for not. Okay, I mean, that happens with siblings sometimes. They have expectations that don't get met. I get it. Well, in the past year, I've made a ton of money. And this is the kicker. I started dancing at an upscale gentleman's club and routinely make $1,500 to $2,000 a night, working 3 to 4 nights a week in addition to a regular job. Now, I don't know what a regular job is. She doesn't state this, but I know she's making $1,500 to $2,000 a night dancing right now. So only one person in my family that knows about this is me, my older sister, and she's becoming a problem. She called yesterday and told me she's not going to family holiday and live a lie. So if I don't agree to tell everyone about my side hustle, she's not coming to get the dinner. She told me she will not tell my secret because it's mine to tell, but if she suddenly doesn't show up for dinner, everyone will demand to know why, and I'm afraid they'll find out about it anyway. What should I do? And I said, she literally, this is the last thing she wrote. I have to know today. Now, Ryan Francis says, I dance for that money. Bro, I feel you, yo. I honestly feel you. I definitely would dance for that money. $1,500 to $2,000 a night's pretty sick. And Tara says, I just looked at hubby and told him he could retire. That's not a false statement. I mean, with that kind of money you're making every night, $1,500 to $2,000 an evening. All I'm saying is if you live in, you paying your bills, then in my opinion, fuck what they think. I'm not one to judge. We've had OnlyFans people. The podcast has an OnlyFans page. We got one. We're not doing a scandalous shit on there, but we got one. I'm just saying, I'm not going to hate on anyone or knock a hustle. I think personally, the sister is, don't be shy, drop the club name, Requiem says. She didn't state the club name. That's all, and she did not state it. Ryan Francis says, who gives a fuck what the family thinks in your life? I agree. That's what I say. Hazel says, God damn, I have the wrong job. Yeah. SB says she should just pay the relative off, throw them 50 a week to keep their mouths shut. Yo, why is that like the most brilliant of ideas? Is just pay them off. Just fucking pay them right off. Why not? Make your sister look crazy is what Hazel said. I think the general consensus is you should continue to keep dancing. And Ryan, Hazel, Tara, and Requiem all agree at this point, and everyone else in the chat right now, that you should just pay them off. Just pay them off. Pay off the relatives. Throw them the $50 a week. What's the difference if you're making $8K, $8K to $10K a week? A week? What's $50? Pay off anybody who wants to keep their fucking mouth running. Just fucking pay that shit off, yo. Money talks and bullshit walks, and that's the goddamn truth. If you start flashing them dollar bills in front of their face, I can tell you right now, no one is gonna give a shit. That is my personal opinion. So we're gonna take a quick break. When we come back, Eureka Vapor's in the house, so don't go anywhere. It is the highest podcast around. Yeah, pay him off, baby. It's 2B1.
If you got match, bitch, better tap in. Tap, tap, tap in. Fuck a bold, big judge, bitch, tap in. Tap, tap, tap in. If you ain't got loud, don't tap in. Tap, tap, tap
in. I got an oversized bag. I don't mean to brag. I can't help it, I'm just oozing all this swag. Rolling zigzags, popping these tags. Smoking with me will leave you waving white flags. Get high, rapper, you can try to keep up. You so high, let your heart speed up. Walking with me will leave you doing push-ups. Sipping that purple stuff out of double cups. Burning on the FaceTime, man, I do this full time. You gon' wish it's halftime. Said you only try it one time. Used to be your pastime, now it'll be your bedtime. Everybody thinks they can smoke me out.
Nope.
I will never quit, you can't tap me out.
Nope.
I know what you're about, you just want this clout.
Bitch.
Roll another bitch, watch it cause a fucking drought line.
Two drunk, big sack, bitch, tap in. Tap, tap, tap in. If you got match, bitch, better tap in. Tap, tap, tap in. Fuck a bold, big jug, bitch, tap in. Tap, tap, tap in. If you ain't got loud, don't tap in. Tap, tap,
if you
tap
ain't
in.
Got balls, then bitch, tap out. I tapping cause I can, and you tapping for the clout. I don't smoke weed, but my presence is potent. My name in their mouth, yup, that's why they choking. Hey, yo, PZ, everybody be like, yo, she think she it. I'm that 187 rapper killing bitches when I spit. If you wanna witness one of the greatest, one of the realest, no need to look further, cause yes, I'm one of the illest. Label one of the hottest, I'm the GOAT in my city. So don't you ever disrespect me, don't do that, that, that. Don't let my looks fool you. My boys will run through you like a round of applause. Get clap, clap, clap. Yeah, I'm cute in the face and I'm slim in the waist. Second to no one, bro, I'm always winning the race. Mention my name in the streets, they gon' say she crazy. I'm psychotic on the mic, but you could call me lady.
Lil' grump, big sack, bitch, tap in. Tap, tap, tap in. If you got match, bitch, better tap in. Tap, tap, tap in. Fuck a bold, big judge, bitch, tap in. Tap, tap, tap in. If you ain't got loud, don't tap in. Tap, tap, tap in.
Grab your weed. It's time to roll up. It's to be blunt with PZ.
Straight, it is the highest podcast around. 2B1. Let me spark this blunt back up, speaking of which. Once I start talking, I get carried away and I'm putting the whole damn shit down. How dare I? There we go. Ladies and gentlemen, let me bring in our guest of honor, Kelsey of Eureka Vapor. What's up, Kelsey?
Hi, how are you?
Where's my blunt? I gotta light that shit back up.
Yes.
And It is exciting, Kelsey, to now that it's finally working, to have you here. It's been a long time since you've been on the show.
Yes.
Yeah, if you guys have not been watching the show, then you might have missed Kelsey, who's been on here numerous times. But now she is here working with Eureka Vapor. And let's talk about that, because that's why we're here, right? I mean, how are you doing, Ashley?
I am doing fantastic. I am so freaking happy. Eureka Vapor is an amazing company. I'm thriving. It's just great. And I am so excited to be here to talk about it.
So how did you get tied up with Eureka Vapor? I know you were working with another company before, and now you've managed to switch over to what I would consider, honestly, somewhat of an upgrade, because this is now a company that's actually deals with cannabis.
Yes.
So how did you get caught up with Eureka Vapor? Tell me about how that happened.
Okay. So the old brand that I was with, randomly just let me go. I can't really talk about it, but, no fault of mine at all. And then, you know, just started reaching out to all of the connections I made through the brand I used to be with, and ended up having a, great interview with Eureka Vapor. Loved what they stood for and loved how established they have been in the cannabis industry. And yeah, they were really needing somebody to come in and manage social and, you know, really help them create that consistent content.
So like, I'm actually pretty amazed at how widespread the brand is. So like, for example, I'm going to tell you a quick story. I was finding, we were looking for contestants for tonight's game show, which we're giving away a bunch of swag from you guys. When I told one of the guys hit me up, they were like, I want to be on tonight, but I want you to know my cartridge I'm smoking right now is actually from Eureka. And I was like, shut the fuck up. I'm like, what are the chances? You know what I mean? Like, I didn't realize you guys already had that much of a brand reach, because honestly, on my end, I had not really heard about Eureka until you started working with them.
Yeah. And honestly, that doesn't surprise me, because we aren't licensed in where Connecticut, correct?
Yes.
You're at. So I really wouldn't have expected you to know, but I do think we are very well established and well known in the states that we're licensed in, which is California, Colorado, and we're about to launch Michigan.
So those are the only places you can currently find your products on the shelves?
Yes.
All right.
So we make everything in-house. So we have a lab and an office in California, same as we have a lab and office in Colorado. We make everything as like made to order, basically. Like a dispensary orders with us, and then we make their product and then we deliver it. So everything is done right there, like in that state, in that moment, which is really, I think, makes us stand out. And also, we were one of the originators of CO2 extraction. We've been around for 10 and a half years.
Holy shit. So you guys have really been out on the market for a little bit, 10 and a half years. And you're pretty much just describing to me as a farm to table experience, per se, to where you're making per order live right there. You're not just bulk making a bunch of shit and shipping it out to dispensaries. You guys are actually putting a lot of TLC into your processes. So aside from just, obviously, I know you guys are big on the vapes. So like, oh, that's funny. Anyways, I got banned on TikTok again, but that's not important. Anyways, I don't care about that. We have, I've lost my train of thought. We have a lot here in Connecticut, for example. We have like four main growers, right? We have four main companies we can buy product from here. It's really so monopolized. It's crazy. So obviously, this is not some place where I would find something like that. But the stuff here is obviously, at the same time, a bulk make thing. How do you guys survive off that business model where it's just you do like a per order? Like a lot of places, they thrive just by bulk making and pushing the shit out, right? It's like that's like a lot of that's just money hungry, I guess you might want to call that, you know. So how are you thriving in that market doing it that way?
So because we are in a lot of the dispensaries, you know, in Colorado, especially in the Denver area, we do have a lot of accounts, so we do have a lot of, you know, people stores making orders, big orders. And then also we, our stuff is the best. Like even if I wasn't working for them, after trying their products, it's like nothing I've ever had before. Like I'm normally not a cart smoker and I'm normally not a pre-roll smoker, but our products change the game. And the fact that we've been doing this for 10 and a half, 11 years, and we basically originated CO2 extraction and like revolutionized, you know, the vaping side of marijuana smoking. And I say that because our cart oil is 100% all natural. We use one strain for each, like, so it's like strain specific terpenes, and it's okay. Shelf, like it's really nice bud that goes into it, and we never cut, so it's never cut with anything, and it also doesn't have any additives. So when that whole like vitamin E crazy scare of like vapes, that really turned me off of like cart smoking, because oh god, I don't know what this stuff product is like, you know, cut with. Well, we don't. Ours is clean cannabis, and yes, like the horny gnome bar, 97%. So our extraction process, we are able to keep the integrity of the terpenes and the flavor without altering or like getting rid of any of that potency. So our products are very high potent products. So I can smoke one pre-roll if it's especially one of our classic or our premiums, and I'll be good if I can even smoke one whole gram pre-roll by myself.
And I'm so glad you said that, honestly, though, because my whole thing, and I was going to bring this up to you, is that like I am not big on carts. Like I like them. They are convenient. I actually have one in my hand right now. This is a disposable from my local dispensary because it's convenient. But this doesn't hit me like flour. Like yeah. I'm a flower guy. So like if I'm smoking a cart, to me, it's like a downgrade. I'm not getting that same high. I'm not getting that same intensity. And you're telling me that your stuff you're putting out is like horny gnome bar says will knock you on your ass.
Yeah. It's always 90+% THC. And a lot of those other cannabinoids other than THC are on the lower spectrum, like very minuscule. So it's like you're getting, yeah, very potent oil. And, you know, I'm the same way. It doesn't hit me like flower, but, you know, I love to like just the cherry on the top, you know, after smoking a pre-roll, taking some hits of a cart, and you're just like, you're just feeling real good. It's like, you know, the whipped cream and the cherry on top.
Yeah. Well, yeah. Oh, listen, you're talking dessert. You're right up my alley right now. So now I unfortunately did not get to try it. I've seen a lot of the products you guys have, from the cards to the syringes to the pre-rolls. What would you say like is like the one that really defines Eureka? Like what's the one thing like you would say everybody needs to try if they come or they go and they can get Eureka product? What is it going to be?
Okay. So the products that we've established as of right now, I would say is our Eureka premium infused pre-roll. And we have premium and we have classic. So the difference with the classic, it is 75% top shelf flower and then 25% distillate, whereas the premium is 75% top shelf flower, but then 25% live resin. So this 1 gram by yourself, like, you're good.
like you're done. Like you're done for the day after that.
Yes, that is definitely what converted me to like liking pre-rolls. And honestly, like the only pre-rolls I ever smoke. And then on top, we just launched, and I think this is going to be our new best-selling product. We just launched 500 milligram disposables.
Ooh, what is that? Are those like pods?
So the whole thing, it's kind of like a jewel, but sorry, I'm like inverted. There we go.
No, you're looks right. That's good.
It's like a jewel, but once it's done, you just like recycle it.
The disposable, the same thing like this. This is like a D-cig.
What is different with this disposable is it's rechargeable. So you know how sometimes you don't finish a disposable before it dies and like there's still oil in it, but like it won't hit no more because it's dead?
Right, of course.
Yeah, this one is rechargeable, so you don't have that problem, which is just freaking genius.
That is genius. See, that's the thing. I've honestly had a lot of carts die on me and had to go back to the dispensary and be like, hey, guys, this thing crapped out and there's still half the thing left. You know what I mean?
So in these, so we have the classic pre-rolls, the premium pre-rolls, and then we have what we call our fusion line. And so they come as a pre-roll and also now in disposable. And what these are terpene flavor infused. So this one is Melon Madness. So you smoke it and it tastes like watermelons. So it just blows my mind that a pre-roll could taste that good.
How do they get it to taste just like the terp that they're promoting? That's the one that I've always wondered. How does that work?
Yeah, so we have like these airtight containers and we get, you know, the whole buds and we basically do a whole nother, not like curing process, but that's what I, in my mind, am associating it with. It's like you put it in with these terpenes and it literally just marinates for a while. Wow. And then it's just like marinated into this flour and then we grind it up and hand pack our pre-rolls.
Wow. So you are really just like almost baking the flavor right in using the process.
We are.
That is amazing.
Mm-hmm.
So are you guys, do you guys have plans on expanding? Like what is, I know you guys said you're in California, you're in Colorado and you're Michigan's next, which shout out to, I see Mother Tocatera in here said she just got here from TikTok. She's in Michigan. So I know she'll be looking forward to that. What else is new for you guys?
Yeah. Tara, hit me up. what else is in? So because we produce everything like in-house, we have to have laboratory space. And so sometimes like the licensing processes, especially in different states, is a little different and takes a little bit longer. And there's different, you know, thing. Like sometimes you have to be like a resident of the state. You can't just like come in and get one of those like processing licenses.
Right. Okay.
It takes a little bit longer, but we obviously want to be everywhere.
Right. Absolutely. Of course. Of course. That's the whole point. But yeah. Are there immediate plans for expansion? Like, I want to know when am I going to be able to find Eureka Vapes? In fact, not just me. I just had another comment come in from New York. How long before we can get this amazing company in NY? Like, are you guys going to plan on branching out more and more like sooner? Or is this going to be a gradual thing? I know you're kind of taking off a little bit right now.
Yeah. I don't know. I can't really tell you yes or no, gradual or slow. I mean, I am definitely pushing for as many states as we can start getting. And a lot of our upper management is actually from the East Coast and actually from like New York and Connecticut. So like, I think East Coast.
That's pretty awesome to know about. We are just like coming onto the scene here with the exception of Massachusetts, like New York, Connecticut, we just legalized. I mean, within the last year. So I know it's going to be a minute before we're going to get anything on and off the field, but I just, you know, I hang tight, man, because we just got in there and it's only going to get better from here. I would imagine only could get better from here.
Yeah, I think also really like awesome. Edibles in the future. Coming, we are working on formulations to do like gummies, but with nanotechnology.
So explain to me how that works.
I have no idea. It's some kind of chemistry thing. It's just,
it sounds really fancy. When you say nanotech, I'm thinking like Tony Stark shit. You know what I mean?
Yeah, me too. I can't explain it to you.
Yes. That's immediately the first thing that comes to my mind. It sounds like it's very, very like intricate, whatever it is, and difficult and probably but super cool. I mean, the fact that you guys are gonna be branching out now, you're gonna do edibles. There's endless possibilities right now for Eureka Vapor.
We also have like a really great merch and accessories line. So our marketplace got shut down because of like cannabis and the like selling the batteries. They were like, oh, it's e-cig. So we are currently working on like redeveloping a new web page that will be totally separate from our main website to do our merch and like our accessories, which are amazing.
You guys sent me some pretty awesome shit. I got to tell you, the light up tray was super awesome. The water bottle premium. And then I see the vape battery. So I see you guys are not only making now, obviously, the products, but you're making the stuff to use it with. So you got the vape cartridge battery. The design's super awesome. I kind of like how it hides the cartridge inside. It makes it kind of discreet. You have it right there. There
you go. It makes it discreet, but it also like protects it. How many times do you like accidentally, like, you know, drop your vape?
If it's so just many times.
I feel like this is going to, like, you know, at least protect it more so than if it was just exposed.
Yeah, no, that's super awesome. Are you guys going to be releasing more different types of cartridges like that, or cartridge batteries and whatnot, or is that just going to be like your main go-to?
Yeah, so we have this one, and then we also have like a stick one.
Oh, sick. There you go. Yeah. Yep.
And both batteries fit all 510 cartridges. So basically any cart you get, even if it's not one of ours, it'll still fit the battery.
Those are sick, though. Even Requiem. I so need that. You really do. You really do. You get them up.
We'll be selling our batteries and like all of our like smoking accessories and merch and stuff on our merch store website whenever we finally get that launched.
And when you get that launched, I mean, that's something like anybody could buy, right? It doesn't have to be like a certain state.
Yep, because these can ship across, you know, state lines. It's just
super awesome.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
You guys got a website?
Yes, it's currently being revamped. It's just eurekavapor.com.
Eurekavapor.com. You guys need to check it out for sure, 100%. Eureka Vapor, and you can find them also on Instagram, all over social media, at Eureka Vapor, right? I had that correct?
Yes, yes.
And now we have a huge giveaway we have to do here, right? I have right here in front of me. I should say right in front of me. It is kind of in front of me. A pretty sweet giveaway. That's going to involve a few things, so don't go anywhere.
Guaranteed to give you the munchies. It's 2B Blood with Peasy.
Nothing beats the game show music for me, though. We have here, guys, the cart battery that you just saw her show right here, ready for you. I think it's black. It looks sick. You got the water bottle from Eureka Vapor, and you have the light-up tray that comes in a super awesome cloth carrying case, so you can take it anywhere you go. Right here in front of you. Yo, it's so nice. Yeah,
let me unbox this moment, because this is the nicest rolling tray. Like, it is so sturdy. It's like a thick daddy, too. So it's like, got some good quality, you know. It can take
Knock knock, who's there? Holy shit.
It also has a built-in grinder, so if you're like out and about and you don't have one, so yeah.
I think that's the coolest part, was the built-in grinder.
No, the coolest part is this.
I mean, that is pretty dope. Yeah. That is pretty fucking sick. I mean, I love it. It's an awesome piece. It's going to go great in anybody's sesh room. So let's go ahead and bring in the contestants for Craigslist Price is Right. Coming in first. I love this. He goes by none other than Fat Jesus.
What's up?
What's up, Fat Jesus?
How you doing?
Bro, how did you come up with the name Fat Jesus?
It was kind of just given to me. You know, the Zach Galifianakis from Hangover. That guy, he was called Fat Jesus in there. And I don't know. I'm kind of like a, you know, spiritual kind of guy, too. So it just kind of stuck with me.
All right. I feel it. We have Livin' Wild and Free, who has been on this game show before. Claims best only because you are actually a personal shopper currently.
I am.
So you kind of feel like you have the heads up. So this might be your night tonight. And of course, you know who this is, Kelsey. Horny Gnome Bar. He's right here, ready to play with his fancy lights in the background. Bro, that's fancy shit.
Let's go.
He's hype up. And of course, the queen herself, Queen Ganja. What's up, Queen Ganja?
What up, girl?
I just got home. Give me a second. Oh, my God.
Caught you off guard, I guess. That's okay. Listen, I'm going to tell you guys the rules if you haven't played this game before. This is Craigslist Price is Right. It goes like this. I'm going to read you a Craigslist ad. I'm going to ask Kelsey how much she thinks the product's worth. And it's up to you guys to tell me if you think that price is higher or lower than the price she says. Does that make sense?
Yep.
Oh, yeah.
Queen Ganja, did you get that? I'm not sure that she's sure. And I might have to do the whole fancy gimmick again. We have quite a lineup for you guys tonight, I got to tell you, of products. And I can't wait to try this out because every week we do this. It's always something amazing. So, Queen Ganja, did you hear the rules? She's muted. I don't know if she even knows what's going on.
Oh, there she goes. She put it in her ear.
She put it in the ear. All right. Like I said, I have a quite the lineup. This is for all of the marbles here. I'm bringing out the top shelf products for this. Only the best. Kelsey, how do you feel about this going into this right now? I mean, this involves you. I mean, you make or break the outcome here.
Yeah, we've played this before together on a different episode, and I was very bad. So I'm excited.
It's a very interesting game, Ben. Queen Ganja, I'm going to give you the rules real quick for you. Just give me a thumbs up that you can hear me. All right, I'm going to read a Craigslist ad. Kelsey will tell me how much she thinks the product's worth. And you guys will tell me if you think the price of the product is higher or lower than what she says. Easy enough? All right.
Let's go.
If you are wrong, you will be eliminated. All right? It is elimination style. If you are incorrect, you are eliminated.
So you're saying there's a chance.
So I'm saying there's a slight chance for you. All right? There's a slight chance. Our first product is something everyone has seen before in their lifetime.
In what?
In their lifetime. In their lifetime. It is a George Foreman grill. That's right. George Foreman grill fits on countertop, in case you were wondering. Excellent condition. Very clean. Dimensions 9 inches by 10 inches. Kelsey, how much is the George Foreman grill?
$27.
Fat Jesus, do you think it's higher or lower? Lower for the Fat Jesus. Queen Ganja, higher or lower than $27 for the George Foreman grill? That is very clean. He's thinking hard.
I am. I want to say higher.
All right. Horny Gnome Bar, higher or lower?
Lower. Let's go.
Free, higher or lower?
Lower.
The actual price for the George Foreman grill that fits on your countertop is $5. Queen Ganja, I'm sorry. As fast as you got in, you have on the Craigslist Price is Right. You might as well take a rip. I mean, you're sitting here already, we're there.
None of my stuff is working either, so it's okay.
Oh, no. I'm sorry you're having a rough time, y'all. My bad.
Yeah, my phone's cutting out. My headset doesn't want to go on, so it's okay.
But we'll let you retaliate next time for sure. I'll get you on here. Thank you so much for playing.
All right.
And just like that, I told you it wasn't going to get easy. I kicked it off with a tough one. All right, guys. So, down to three already. The next product is a pair of Ray-Ban glasses. Ray-Ban glasses. The description reads, hello. Up for sale is a brand new pair of Ray-Ban glasses. And she paid almost, and I won't say that, you know, what she paid. There's nothing wrong with them. Just not her style. It comes with glasses, by the way, in case you were wondering. The Ray-Ban case and the Ray-Ban cloth wipe.
Okay. Kelsey, what do you think? Glasses or sunglasses?
These are Ray-Ban sunglasses.
Okay, cool.
I'm thinking. $178, you said? $178. Fat Jesus is less than $178. Horny Gnome Bar, also less. Living Wild and Free. Less. The price for the Ray-Ban glasses is $75. All three contestants move on. That was a solid guess. I mean, brand new. I mean, for sure, right?
Yeah,
for
sure. They could have gotten so much more money if.
Oh yeah, they can definitely be.
They really could have got better, but clearly, with glasses, you probably are not like amazing at life right now. So, on. We're gonna really pick it up here. The next product is. I was saying, this is a 1997. Toyota Camry. That's right. Front right tire may need to be replaced, but still drives just fine. Driver side door unlocking issues. Had to wiggle the key. Middle compartment hinges broken, but still open and closes. No speedometer. Transmission sometimes takes a second to move up or down. 240,000 miles last time checked.
Oh, boy.
Oh, and odometer not working 24 to 37 miles to the gallon.
This has got to be one of those free if you come pick it up.
I would not. I'm not going to trick you with a free one. It's definitely not going to be free.
1997
Toyota Camry.
1997 Toyota Camry.
2,000 dollars.
No, I'm talking no.
Wait, are you changing your answer? What's going on here?
Let's do $7,500. I don't know. I feel like
500.
No. Oh, sorry. I'm really high. 750 is what I meant.
$750. Okay. $750.
I feel like I always do too much.
Fat Jesus, $750, more or less, for the 1997 Toyota Camry. He's making. Now the top one. She named a few different prices, so it kind of went all over. So you guys are going to be harder to do because she's probably just as confused as you are right now. You're going to go higher.
Yeah.
That is going higher. Wow. All right. Living Wild and Free. Higher or lower?
Lower
the 750. Horny Gnome Bar. What's it going to be?
Oh, lower.
Lower the price for the 1997 Toyota Camry is $1,800.
What? What the fuck?
$100. Jesus! Fat Jesus, you've done the impossible! The boyhood dream has come true! Fat Jesus comes out of nowhere! Guys, thank you for playing Living Wild and Free! Thank you for playing Home Nordy No Bar! Fat Jesus, bro! You probably were the sleeper of the entire group! I'll tell you what, I'm not gonna lie. I mean no disrespect.
The wisdom is in the beard, man.
Fat Jesus coming out on top here.
Right on, man.
Man, what was it that made you say higher after reading that description to you? What made you think it's gotta be higher than $750, honestly?
Cause I needed to get higher, man. No.
Oh, God. Horny, No Bar out, Living Wild and Free out, bro. You went through four contestants, and here you are, the winner. Congratulations, man. You have won yourself a cartridge battery from Eureka Vapor. You've won yourself a sick light up rolling tray that's fucking dope. And you got the dope ass water bottle because you've got to stay hydrated while you're smoking. So, my man. Make sure you DM me your mailing address and we will send that out to you. Fat Jesus, you are the fucking champion. Anything you want to say before we let you go?
Love people, tell the truth. Smoke weed.
All right, thanks, brother. Kelsey, I mean, who would have thought Fat Jesus with the win?
Right? Man, I still suck at that game, but I think now I understand.
What do you mean?
that game always throws me off.
There's no way you can be bad at the game. It's literally just like it's there's no fucking way you could be good. Even look, Living Wild and Free, professional shopper. I mean, she literally does shopping for people for a living. And even it's not easy. It's literally guess, it's Craigslist. Anything can happen on Craigslist. And to keep it real interesting, I went to the Florida Craigslist because you know how people are crazy in Florida, yo. So when I read that description, you know, that was some fucking Florida shit. You know, like, in my opinion, 100% Florida shit. So, yo, Kelsey, thank you so much for joining me tonight, yo.
Thank you. I
really appreciate it. You were awesome tonight. And I really appreciate Eureka Vapor giving us a chance, coming on the podcast. We got to do this again soon for sure. As you guys start to grow, we want to be involved. So make sure you 100% keep track of what's going on, yo. Let me know what's good. Make sure you check her out, Eureka Vapor, on all social media. That's Eureka Vapor. And congratulations, Fat Jesus. Thank you, Kelsey, yet again.
Thank you.
Have a good night, homie. To be blunt, we are going to take a quick break, and when we come back, more outrageous shit right here on the highest podcast around. It's To Be Blunt.
Straight out of Made up high as hell. I love the smoke. I take a few hits and I'm back to the shit. I don't ever quit cause I know they miss. I love that weed so I'm gonna have to spit. How else am I gonna support my habit? Without this green I'll be bouncing like a rabbit. Keep on feels while I look inside. Put them on paper, that's how I survive. Burning this shit, bitches and shit. I got the munchies, made us so hit. Sipping some beer and some vodka, that's it. Made us so high, made us so lit.
Made up high as hit. Made up high as hit. Made up high as hit. Made up high as hit.
I love to smoke weed.
Inhale.
I love to smoke weed.
Exhale.
I love to smoke weed.
Inhale.
I love to smoke weed.
Exhale.
Man, I'm high as hell.
Get high.
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 I love to smoke weed.
Inhale.
I love to smoke weed.
Exhale.
I love to smoke weed.
Inhale.
I love to smoke weed.
Exhale.
Man, I'm high as hell. Man, I'm high as hell. Man, I'm high as hell.
Man, I love to smoke weed
in hand.
I love to smoke weed in
hand.
I love to smoke weed
in hand.
I love to smoke
weed in hand. Let go. Don't be loving my shit because all that I bring will be shit that's legit. I don't deceive you, no seven, no six. Just give me a dutch and I'm rolling them thick. Let it a fire, then I'm a pass. It definitely.
We're rolling the fattest bloods. It's to be blunt with PZ. To be blunt, we back. Eureka Mabro up in the house, killed it. Kelsey, thank you for coming back on the show. And shout out Fat Jesus. No, Fat Jesus. I don't even know what I just tried to say. Fat Jesus. Yo, Fat Jesus is a fucking legend right now. What the fuck? That's gonna blow my fucking mind, yo. Fat fucking Jesus in the house, yo. Comes in and just sweeps it right off their feet. Unbelievable. Unbelievable. Podcast TikTok got reported. Not surprising, considering anybody who posted anything about the podcast today got reported, which is so interesting. So interesting how it keeps happening every Thursday. We post the highlights. We post the flyer. Down. Shit's crazy, yo. Shit's crazy. Now, I've been waiting this entire show for a phone call. I didn't get no phone call yet. I was just wondering because I thought someone's lawyer was calling in. Numbers on the screen. I was just wondering what's going on, yo. I waited the whole show. I gotta lie. I mean, and so it shall be. You know, it just every week we try to bring you guys the best of the best. We bring the laughs, they're nonstop every week. Some people don't like it. Some people don't like it to the point where they make it their mission to get rid of you. Cancel culture, or whatever the fuck you want to call it. And I'm just so fucking confused as to how. Who do I need to call to make that happen? Where's the call? I don't know. I guess I'm not calling, yo. You know, I'm just waiting. I guess it was just a pipe dream. Because I really was, I was hoping to hear something because, you know, they made the claims. I heard it. I heard it my damn self. But that's okay. I get it. I mean, I get it. I wouldn't want to either. I wouldn't want to. I got mine on deck. I was going to have him call in, too. I'm just saying. I got the best of the best. Rebasta de Bastio. My guy's so good. He's the most fire. The lawyer probably reviewed the case while I was like, bro, you got nothing to sleep him alone. I mean, you're probably not even wrong, though. Probably not even wrong, yo. Does it real good. Maybe they didn't know when the show was happening because someone reported all the content about it. Oh, man. That's such a disappointment. I don't know if my lawyer's out there. He could call in, but he doesn't need to. We'll save it in case they try it next week, I guess. I don't know. I'm high as shit anyways. I smoked that whole ass blunt. I've been ripping this fucking pen instead of my actual vape. Instead of my actual vape. Ugh. Now I'm fucking high as shit. And I can say that because I'm off of TikTok, so I can do whatever the fuck I want at this point. Should we take a dab or some shit? Listen, my wife made some homemade-ass pizzas upstairs, so well, I'm going to go up there and grub. I'm ready to be lit for that. Y'all know about Chef Jess, then. Yeah. That fire. Does it real good. Fair enough. I think enough time has surpassed. I don't want to dedicate the whole thing to this. Man, I'm high as hell. Let's smoke. I mean, we can smoke. I can smoke for a couple more minutes. You want to smoke some more? Mama PZ Pizza Night, Tara says. Hell yeah, yo. Mama PZ Pizza Night. Renzo probably upstairs with a crust in his face right now. I have no dabs, but a nice blunt ready. Fuck it. Does it real good. Let's pull out the Dr. Dabber. Boost Evo. 6 heat settings. Top load. Right over. No plastic in between your concentrate and your glass. So you don't lose that flavor. And it's got the special button on the back. This is what I call the lung destroyer. You push this shit in, and it's like pulling the slide out of bong, yo. What the fuck was that, yo? That was a weird-ass way to end that shit, yo. Mad abrupt. In the middle of, like, me trying to plot this shit out, yo. Just saying. Let's smoke some shit. I'm gonna take a dab while we chilling. Grape Ape. Okay. That's what you say it is. Yo, where's my... Ah. All right, fuck it. Oh, I just turned the fucking thing off again like a dummy. I turned it off like a dummy, yo. All right. You already know the deal. I'm so high, I still can't even function. I can't even get this thing to function right. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. All that hype and promo, I can't even get it to work. Dab time. Smoke it if you got it. Did that bitch turn green? Then it's time to get... Uh-oh. Ooh, man. I haven't done one of them in a while. I was told no more death dabs on the air, so. That's right, yo. It's the motherfucking eclipse tonight. The motherfucking lunar eclipse. They say you ain't gonna see nothing like this like 500 more years. 500 more years. Tonight, I think it starts around 1 p.m. or some shit. And, yeah. That's that negative vibes leaving my body. I wish. My live got reported. Who knows what my page looks like right now? It's probably gone. Oh, my battery. Oh, shit. So I think that it stops at, it starts at 1 a.m. on Eastern time, I think. That's what I think I heard. You gotta look it up. Someone look it up for me, yo, so I don't sound like a fucking jabroni up here. My eyes are watering. I can't see shit. I just did a fucking dab. Someone help me out. Hey, I need a producer like Strikeout Beer has. How do I get one of them? I need somebody who just sits off the air and does anything I tell them to do. And then comments when I ever need the comments. That's what I need. That sounds amazing, actually. Ryan, you open to do double shift? I don't think he's here, but that's what I need. 3 a.m. might be the peak, yo. I think it's going to be like 3 hours longer. 3 hours and 45 minutes, I read. I don't remember. Nobody knows. Someone want to call in and give me the deets on this Terra, maybe, before I sign off? Because I don't know shit. And I'm high as fuck. Nope. It's like a minute left in this beat. After that, I'm hitting the sign off. 3 a.m. for you, so I don't know. All right, 3 a.m. I'll probably be sleeping. I hope I'm sleeping. I fucking hope I'm sleeping, shit. 1:02, yeah. See, I thought it was 1 a.m. here. That was it. That's when it starts. I was like, when the shit starts crossing or whatever. Yeah, QAM Cali time, huh? Really? QAM. 1 a.m. Okay, that makes more sense. All right. 1 a.m. 1 a.m. Cali time? No, 1 a.m. here. I don't fucking know. You know who's your friend? Google. Not me. I mean, I could be, but not me right now. Don't ask me shit. I don't know what the fuck going on. I don't know what the fuck's going on. 9:02 a.m. Green Mountain. I don't know about all that. Starts at 10 p.m. Cali time. So 1 p.m. Eastern time. Okay, that makes sense. Okay, now I think we're getting somewhere. Horny Gnome Bar, you're on after me, right, bro? I don't know the name of your show because I'm a fucking asshole. You put it in the comments, I'll push your shit. Coming up at 8:30. Oh, you're gonna blaze and watch the game. I thought you were on next. I don't know who's on after me then. Shout out Party Cast Network. This is why I can't do dabs on the air, yo. I can't think for shit. I'm done. I think they meant PM. Who the fuck knows? I don't know what's going on anymore. 2BBlood. Make sure you like, follow, subscribe. Instagram, Facebook, YouTube, Twitter, OnlyFans, all the social media shits. You know what? Here, let me make this real easy for you. Just fucking, just go here. Just go there. That's where all our links are. Because I did the dab, and I shouldn't have. And it rhymes. I did the dab, I shouldn't have. And now, yeah, I tapped out. Yeah, that's it. I'm done. We got high as fuck. Shout out Eureka Vapor. Shout out Loudpack. They can, you know, do whatever they want to us, but we will prevail. As we always do. Next week, we are off. No 2BBlood because of Thanksgiving, but the following week, we're back. I got a couple plans in the books, maybe a grower Q&A, a stoner roundtable with the high five. Who knows? Anything can happen. Keep up. Find out. Follow us on social media. You'll know exactly what's going down because it is the highest podcast around. It's 2BBlood. I'll see you next week. Same weed time, same weed channel.